everybody. I'm Stephanie Beaumont, and this is CNB Seen and Heard, rolling through our eighth season of celebrating the four Atlantic provinces here on Cove FM, where with each broadcast, I want to bring you just a little bit closer to some of the amazing personalities that make up this corner of the planet. They may be native to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island or Newfoundland and Labrador, or they may be kindred spirits who simply adore living and working in Atlantic Canada. The only requirement here is that you're willing to raise the fun flag and wave it in salute of Canada's awesome East Coast. And our chats will be just that, very conversational, not entirely sensible, and with any luck, totally enjoyable. And oh, how I look forward to these days, because I've got my favorite co-host in the co-host chair, the sidekick.
Hello, everybody. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I'm already back. But also, it's
You're
been forever.
Back. It has, you know what? Here's the funny thing. We do our Christmas shows.
Yeah.
So it feels like you were just here.
This is true.
Because time is like, it's just whipping past.
Yes.
But if anyone is playing the home game and they're like, wait a second, how is it time for the spring special already? You're home.
I am.
Way earlier, like your school year's over.
Absolutely. It just ended. Well, I've been out of classes since something like the 9th of April, and I handed in my last assignment on the 20th. So now I'm just, I'm free,
if you will, for
a little while.
It's great. I'm happy that you're home and we've got a busy summer ahead. We're going to talk about that. We're definitely going to talk about the year that has just passed.
Yeah, and what a year it was.
What a year it was. As grandmother says, you survived it, but you'll never look the same.
This is true.
Hey, but you got a lot of fun stuff in. If you were to rate FIP, the Foundation Year Program at King's, on a scale of 1 to 10 now, because you went into it, and we have it on record, very enthusiastic, very jazzed up for the year that was ahead.
Yeah.
Now it's behind you. What would you say?
Okay, I have to do two different ratings.
What do you mean?
Well, the first one would definitely be rating the course, and the second one would be rating the actual year.
Okay, like the experience.
Yeah, the experience. Okay. I would say that the course for me was an 8.
Oh, out of 10. Okay.
Out of 10, which is very high.
Where did the 2 points go?
It was really hard.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, it's hard, it's university, but it was a lot of reading, and the marking of the papers was very humbling.
Yes.
So I would say that, did it make me a stronger student? Definitely.
It was character building.
It was character building. But I would give the year a 10, for sure.
Wow.
It was a great year.
You did so much. Okay, I want to just get back to the reading side of it, because I do remember that very poignant moment when you met the president, right?
Yeah.
And there was that stack of books that was staggeringly high.
Yeah.
And did you read all those books, really?
I did, yeah. Well, a lot of them, FIP's a little bit strange in the way of, they'll make you buy a whole book and you only read like 3 chapters of it, which is like kind of not ideal, but at the same time, like,
also less reading.
Also kind of ideal.
So many things to read.
But like, there were more books that we didn't finish than we did finish.
Okay.
But then we also had our handbooks on top of that as well.
Right.
So a handbook for every section with readings. Yeah. Some of them would be like 3 pages and some of them were like 70. So it was pretty tricky. It was fun though.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And experience wise, it's a 10
Definitely.
Because of all the things you did, the people you met, what?
Yeah. The people I met, the things I did, the city. I mean, Halifax is awesome.
Yes.
And it's like, it's funny because I've grown up in the South Shore, so it's like, I'm pretty close and I went to visit it a lot, but actually being like a, I guess, Haligonian, if that's what you want to call it, was
immersed in the big
city. Yeah. It's really fun. I mean, there's so many places to go, like go down to Spring Garden to get a great coffee at a different coffee shop, or go to Quinpool Road for sushi,
You went to the market quite a bit.
I went to the, Seaport Market and the Brewery Market, and you know, at Christmas time, there's markets going on everywhere.
And the vintage stuff.
The vintage stores.
Wow.
And Dahl and King's do a really good job at like creating things for students to do. So like, you know, the vintage pop-up market would come to the Student Union building so that we could all go. It's just like, it was a really good experience. And like, obviously my friends are just like,
I was gonna say,
you can't even compare them to anything I've ever met before. They're just
wonderful
people.
Well, what I loved about the year, and just watching it from a distance, obviously, was hearing about all of the new people. But when you'd come home for Christmas, you got together with your old pals,
yeah,
too. So you've
course.
Been able to sort of weave that tapestry, hey?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Like, we all stayed, I mean, in touch, which is good. And, you know, you'll always have your home friends, too, like, which is great. I cultivated a really good, like, community before I left. So.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, and we're going to get to the summer, because you're going to work with some of them this
Holy,
summer, which
yes,
is great.
I am.
But I don't want to let the King's conversation go because, you know, we talked about the workload of FIP.
Absolutely.
But you managed to squeeze in some extracurricular activities in there.
Yeah, I mean, not as many as I thought I would be able to. Like, I think I went in with huge aspirations because obviously I was the president of every single club at
right.
Forest Heights. So
right.
it was kind of like, I felt like it was a bit of a setback when
What's
I got there.
What's the grade 12 workload compared to the FIP workload?
Oh gosh, not even.
Night and day? You can't
I
even.
I mean, the only thing that would make FIP feel like, in your head, it feels easier because you're like, you have one class and one tutorial, and that takes up about a four-hour portion of your day, and that's it.
Right.
And then the rest of the day, you have, you know, to do your readings and stuff like that. But obviously, high school, you have five courses in a day.
Right.
So you're going to go home and do a little bit of math, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But for what we were doing, it was solely focused on, like, the texts.
Right.
And focused on the writing, of
course.
Did
you like that? Was that enough variety?
I did like it because all of the readings were so different. It was like, but it was just reading. And
right.
for me, I mean, I always make people laugh at me in my face when I say I wasn't a reader before because it's like, well, then why
it's
are you here?
True, though.
It is very true.
Yeah.
But I would say that it's understandable that that one course counts for all of the courses you could potentially take in first year.
Right.
Because it counts as the first year of any undergrad. So it's like it fills the spot of both semesters of a first year.
And next year, that is not the case.
No, I have a, ooh, it's pretty full next year.
You're going to be able to shift gears?
I hope so. It'll be
yeah.
definitely a huge switch.
Right.
But, you know, nothing I can't. It's going to be great because, like, this year was so new and exciting, but next year is going to be also so new and exciting.
Right. Tell everybody what you're going to be taking, just, and then we'll move off school.
Okay, I was going to do combined honors with political science and gender and women's studies.
Okay,
but I've been thinking.
You want to be a cheerleader and a scientist instead? You're
precisely,
going back to your
yeah,
original
of course,
career goals?
No. I've decided to do political science and contemporary studies. So combined honors in that.
Okay.
So that will
What
be,
about law?
So you can't take law. Like, you could.
It's not like that.
No.
Okay.
I have to get my JR after. So, like, Juris Doctor.
Uh-huh.
And so that's like, I complete my undergrad in blah, 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 political science, right? And then I get my Juris Doctor, which I think is another 3-year program.
Sweet and merciful. So lots can happen
so lots
between
of
then
school,
and now.
Lots of school. And then I become. So it's very, like, we're pretty far away from that.
From me being able to call upon you if I get in trouble?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So you better keep it on the straight and narrow for another 7 years.
Can you imagine?
Years.
Okay, quickly. Now, we got to talk extracurriculars because you did manage to squeeze a few things in.
Yeah.
Most celebratorily, because I love that.
The Dalhousie Film Society.
Is that wrong that I love that you're a part of that?
No, it's great.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I mean,
yeah.
I think I spoke about this a lot at
you
Christmas.
You did, but not since your last production, which was a different kind of.
Yeah. This last one that we did was kind of not my passion project. I was
what
just
do
an
you
actor.
Mean?
In it.
Oh, you were just.
I was just an actor.
You were hair and teeth.
The
like
first.
They say.
Absolutely hair and teeth. I literally played the muse. I literally was hair
oh,
and teeth.
Yeah, that's right. You liked it when you had more of a creative hand?
Yeah, definitely. Well, this was not my project.
Okay.
I would like to make that clear.
Wow.
I think it was really good.
You
but
were very well received. I was there for
yeah.
the screening and very proud to stand beside you. Because
Thanks.
Your performance was highly regarded.
Yeah, I had a great time. It was really fun.
Yeah, and I love that you had some pals come to the screening, too.
Yeah.
Talking about your pals, Parker.
Yep.
And Charlie, both will be working at the Yacht Club. And are you back?
Oh. Charlie's not working at the Yacht Club this
oh.
summer because he's, you know, moving up in his schooling. So he has a co-op, which is very exciting.
Okay.
But or an internship or something.
Gotcha.
I don't even think it's co-op yet. But
no.
Parker will be there. He's almost
yes.
a full-time tender at Chester Yacht
and
Club.
And a tender for anyone who's not entirely familiar is the fella that takes you out to your boat.
Takes you out to the boat, takes you back from your boat as well.
Okay.
So. Very fun. And then obviously he'll be the grill master as well.
Oh my gosh.
For the barbecues.
Okay, but who else is coming back?
Alina.
Yay!
And that's our group.
Okay.
For now.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, well, and I like the fact that we're talking about summer because I don't know about you, but I found the winter awfully long. Like, these days are just starting to get a little bit warm.
Yeah, I know. Hey? The winter was very long.
It felt long, and yet time flew by.
Yes.
It's sort of odd. Now, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about in our next couple of segments, but I want to just put a lid on school conversation now, because while you have a continuing university journey,
yes,
part of that world is ending. Obviously, the fact that you're a Kings, but the fact that you were in residence. Now, yeah. As somebody who has had the, I think it's a fortunate occurrence that you're an only child.
Oh, yeah.
You've had dominance over the house.
True.
You've ruled my world since you landed.
Run this joint.
Oh, my gosh. But totally different ballgame when you're in residence. Oh, now, if you had your druthers, because I know next year you're moving off campus, that's your preference, right? You had enough of residence life to know that's not your scene, or?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really good, like, I met my best friends in residence. Like, there's so many elements of residence that was such a positive experience.
Yes.
Like, the common room was huge. I mean, every single night, like, until all hours of the night, we would go there and we would write our essays, or we would read our texts, or we would just talk, or they would play games or card games.
Some
or
sporting get food, events. And,
you know, stuff like that. Yeah. It was so great. And then the dining hall also was a huge part of my, like, friendship building. But as for the actual living, no. I think it's time for me to live elsewhere.
Okay.
Halifax is a mice problem. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's pretty rough.
Well,
yes.
Nonetheless, you're moving off campus next year.
Yes.
And that's pretty exciting.
So exciting.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to talking about that in the fall.
Yeah.
We're going to head to break right now. Is there one song that you now would attribute to that first year? Like, is there?
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, there's so many.
You can only pick one.
Paper Planes by M.I.A.
Oh my gosh, that's an oldie but a goodie.
But that is...
Tell me why.
Just a song that we dance a lot to at parties and stuff like that. We made up a dance to it, so it was definitely a big one. The only one I can think of right now, and I can't really explain the whole story, but...
Okay, and maybe we'll save that for the book.
Yeah, save it for the book.
Right? All right, well, very good. By special request for my very special guest, the sidekick, who is officially home for the summer season. We're putting a lid on the school year that was with her special request. This is MIA with Paper Planes
on Cove FM. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop
democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Can't win for losing, and the beggars start choosing the chaos in your head. It calls the cracks to start showing, all knowing, all glowing with the light of the dying to raise the dead.
Steady yourself in your tumbleweed words. Be a street corner preacher or just feed the birds. But don't hold to yourself with hard mortar and stone. Be a rubber band man, make the water your bones. Dying just to live now. That you like, and I am free and I'm able to call you the second that you die. In the dark, nothing lost forever, babe. You know it breaks my heart. Put a shiver on your skin. Do your hair in the car. If nothing lost forever, babe, then can we make a start?
Welcome back to CNBC Seen and Heard here on Cove FM. That's Mumford & Sons with Hozier and Rubber Band Man, the song you will hear over the trailer for season 4 of Ted Lasso, which
drops
in August. Who is excited?
I didn't even know this.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Where have I been?
I don't know, but it's very exciting. There's a women's league that's coming.
Is that right?
That's right. It's so good. I'm so excited. And I'm also excited about the fact that you've started going back to theaters.
Yeah. definitely.
Which is another part of living in the city.
Yeah, it's so great. But it's very convenient.
There's so many good movies coming out. So now, tell me what you've seen, what you're looking forward to seeing.
I just saw Project Hail Mary.
And?
It was pretty good. I really liked it. The group, I mean, I'm a hard one to ask about stuff like this because I don't love all of, like, sci-fi, I guess, is not my huge, like, it's not really.
Well, there is a science element to it because he's in space.
And he's also a science teacher. Like, he's in space. He contacts an elephant. And he contacts...
Isn't it a rock?
He contacts an alien.
Alien.
It's like a rock creature, yeah.
Are there elephants in this
movie? No, I didn't mean to. I'm not sure why I said elephant. But anyway, he contacts him and it's really cute. Like, it's very heartwarming.
Yes.
But it's just not my type of movie. And the soundtrack was terrible my personal opinion.
No.
So, and
this, what do you mean? The score or the music?
Both. All of it.
She sang the song. She sang the Harry Styles song.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. That was so weird. Like, there's just... I just didn't like the movie. I think I rated it at, like, a 3 on Letterboxd. Like, it was fine. It was really cute. It was heartwarming. It was a great movie. It was visually awesome. I'm not a huge Ryan Gosling fan either. So, I don't know. Now that I've been now that I've watched a lot more movies than I had previously, I feel a little bit more snobbish in the area of, actually judging things on, you know, how I actually like movies instead of just being like, yeah, that was good. So, yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
It was really heartwarming. It was lovely. But the end, credit scene.
Don't ruin it for anybody.
They were just playing elevator music. And I was like, this is weird. Like, this doesn't add anything for me. So that's how I feel.
I want to tell you, very, 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 very excited about The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I cannot wait.
No, I'm so excited. And Starbucks just came out with The Devil Wears Prada secret menu today.
You lie!
I'm so serious.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I want to just tell you that I cannot wait to get the popcorn bucket. I'm really hoping that they have it here in Canada. I haven't looked that up, but did you see where the popcorn bucket? And having worked for Famous Players was one of my clients back in the day when I lived in Toronto. And we would do packaging around the sleeves that the popcorn would go in, you know, the little
paper
bags, as it were.
Yeah.
Well, they have one that looks like the Prada purse.
What?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Didn't you see?
I haven't seen any of these.
Boy, the rollout of marketing compared to The Devil Wears Prada, the first one and this one, is exceptional.
I can't even, it looks so amazing. And the dresses.
The dresses for the rollout have been.
I've been really hating celebrity fashion lately. I think a lot of it is just appalling and people are doing.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm really not a fan. No, I'm this is a passionate discussion I have a lot with people.
Right.
I just think some of it is are you serious?
Right.
Come on.
Well.
But there's nothing but elegance and beautifulness in these dresses.
It certainly is lovely.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. And you and I have a date, right?
We do have a date.
Right. I know May 1st is a busy day for you, so we may have to do it May 2nd.
But that would be probably better in terms of people going anyway.
Right.
It might be packed.
I enjoy going to a movie theater when there's hardly anybody there.
I know.
I know you are the opposite.
Well.
And where are you in the movie theater? Like, if I said you could pick whatever seat, which I think you have to do now, right?
Back middle. Not very back.
Middle.
Not very back. Like, middle back.
Middle back. But, so you're up on the incline. You know where I love to sit.
Do you like to sit on the floor?
I love to sit just where it breaks. So, but with nobody in front of me.
Okay.
So, the aisle.
Oh, okay.
Which a lot of people don't care for, but I love.
The aisle?
Yeah. You know, the center aisle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, in the amphitheaters.
Oh, yeah.
Back when I was little, the theaters were just... rows and rows and rows and just as this tiniest of inclines.
Right.
And I think I may have mentioned this to you, but I used to date an usher.
What?
And I did.
Okay. Anyway, keep going.
It'll be in the book. But my point is this. He used to joke around about, because people would every now and again sneak the odd adult beverage in there.
Sure.
That was in a bottle.
Of course.
Because cans, I don't think, were that prevalent. But the bottle, there was just enough of an incline in the theater for the bottle to roll.
Oh, no.
I know. Now it's all stepped.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the ability to roll. But back then it was let's just imagine the slow roll of the beer bottle. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the stories from youth. But anyway, so I'm very excited to go back to theater. And I'm hooked on popcorn lately.
Yeah.
It's my go-to snack. What about snacks this past year?
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to talk about it.
Is that true? The house is pretty bleak right now.
McDonald's was terribly close.
Oh, no.
So I got really familiar with the $5 McValue meal.
Okay. Look, you won't find any of that around here.
No, it's
the goal is to eat healthy this summer.
I just saw Parker the other day and he was like, it's really weird there's no DoorDash out here. I was like, yeah.
That's so funny.
Telling
me. Well, the two of you could get a DoorDash business going, couldn't you?
No. Hypothetically.
I'm really into baking.
I know you are. The Midnight Baker.
The Midnight Baker, but I've been baking my own bread now, too.
Yeah, and it's fabulous.
Oh, thanks.
It's so good.
Super simple. I'll put that in the show notes. I'll put the recipe in the show notes.
Please do.
Hey, and the other fun thing I'm doing, I feel like it's fun. It's something I told myself I would do on my birthday. And that's a quote a day. Have you been watching these?
I have been.
What do you think?
Very good.
It gets me out there.
Yeah.
For somebody who used to be
You're pretty out there.
I'm not. You see me all the time. But I mean, I used to be on TV every morning.
I know. That's
so
true.
So with the exception of my little shows here on Cove FM, thank goodness for them.
True enough.
But this quote of the day, plus I'm learning a lot.
That's good.
And I love quotes. I've always loved quotes.
Quotes are great.
Do you have a favorite quote?
No.
Okay. I'd like to get you on as a guest star again soon. You were on for Easter.
A really cool one that we learned in FIP. I hope that I'm going to pronounce it right, but it's a Greek thing. I think they used it in either the Aeneid or the Iliad, or maybe both.
Well, you could say either, and I wouldn't know.
Pathos mathios, which is wisdom comes through suffering. So if you go through something difficult, you'll become smarter and more wise because of it.
There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Somewhere.
Well,
a lesson is there.
I guess you can always look, and you could look at it like suffering, but you could also look at it like I learned.
Yeah.
Learn not to do it again.
Yeah.
But also learn maybe a better way to do it.
Or just learn from it.
That's life system.
So that's a good one. Not my favorite
quote.
What is it?
But Pathos Mathios?
Yeah.
That'd be a good boat name.
Yeah.
Circling back to the summer.
True enough.
So you're going to be working at the yacht club.
Yeah, I'm going to be bartending this summer.
Okay, wait a second.
So excited.
Wait a second.
So excited.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully two places if the stars align.
May I just ask you, and again, this is a family radio show, but how are you on the mixology side of things?
I would say I'm pretty good at it.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've had a little
Will
practice.
You brush up? There's everything on YouTube.
Yes,
you
I'll brush
how to make
up.
Any. So if I said to you right now, I would like to have a tequila sunrise. Is that something you could make?
I feel like it's just tequila, grenadine, and
oh boy,
orange juice.
Everybody's yelling at the radio. Let me look it up.
I think I'm right.
What do you?
Tequila, grenadine, and...
You're missing an alcohol in there, I think.
Orange juice.
Hang on for a second. The recipe...
Is it triple sec?
I don't know. Tequila... Oh, there it is. Look now. Tequila sunrise. Here's what's in a tequila sunrise.
Fearful.
It includes tequila. You got that.
Yeah.
Did you say orange juice?
Yeah.
Did you say grenadine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it! Oh, you garnish it with what? Two garnishes.
An orange.
Yes.
And a cherry.
Yes! Oh my gosh, you are
literally like, don't even worry about it. I've got it in the bag.
Here's a trick.
Sure.
What's in a rum and coke?
Rum and coke.
What would you garnish it with?
A lime.
Yes! Oh, wow. Well,
I'm literally goated. Like, okay. You don't even know.
Goated.
I've only been 19 for a little while, but I'm pretty smart.
Okay, this is a shocking turn of events for me. So now when it comes to the yacht club, one of the biggest things is race week.
This is true.
Now, we're still months away from that, but I'm excited to be a part of the race week team again this year myself. Doing the social media side.
I talked about the yacht club so much this year that it became a joke.
You mean at school?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Why?
Because every time I would start a story, it would be, when I was at the yacht club.
Well, you were
at the yacht club. I know I was there like 5 days a week, but it was a joke because...
Plus, it's such a great place to work because you're right on the water.
It's literally like
you meet
the
so many
best
people.
Job ever. Like, I
the
don't know.
The boss is so cool.
Boss is great. Everybody's great. Staff is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, people
customers are great.
Everybody's great. Like,
yeah.
And imagine just getting to, you know, look out the window and see the entire, like, the entire harbor of
Chester.
And being a part of Race Week is just such a, like, privilege, honestly, because and being part of giving out the trophies and the prizes, like, it's just such a cool experience.
So cool.
And all of the sailors,
is it because
are so
you're
great.
Up on the stage?
Yeah, I like being up there. I like posing for the pictures too. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. But I also got to work the tent with the, like, games this year. And
there's
luckily
a good crew of kids, hey? Not too many, I guess.
There's enough. Like, it's definitely a really exhausting job because you're in this beaming sun with children all day. But this year, I'll be in the liquor tent, so I don't even.
Okay.
I'm just pumped.
I have a feeling you'll be in a bunch of places, and yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I can't wait to work. Like, I just love working.
That's exciting. And your goal is to save a lot of money.
Holy moly, I guess so.
Hey?
Yep, rent in the city isn't cheap.
Oh, gosh. Let's not talk about it.
Yep.
Hey? But, well, at any rate, we got it all ahead of us, and you might do a few other odd jobs if you can get them.
Yeah,
hey?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're hanging your shingle out.
Hanging it out.
Now we know you can mix it up. Okay. As we head to this break, tell me what music you're listening to that just dropped. Is there anything new and exciting?
Well, I have to be honest. I listen to a lot of old music.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm mostly, like, searching in the past.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, definitely. But
what do you mean?
I don't know, like Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan, and like it's just
the classics.
The classics.
Okay.
But something that's been so anticipated for literally ever, Harry Styles' new album.
Don't get me started on Harry.
Which was great.
I love him.
It did take me.
He's engaged to Zoe now.
I can't even. After 8 months of first seeing them together, it's fine. But
I feel like they belong together. I feel like they're a great match.
Yes. Okay. And it did take me about 3 listens to like Harry Styles' album.
Is that true?
Yeah. But now I really love it. And like, I don't think there's that many skips. I think there's like a couple skips, but it's a great album. It's okay. Very fun. But obviously, like the elephant in the room, Noah Kahan's album that literally was released on Friday.
Is the name of the album The Elephant in the Room?
No, I just like elephants today. I don't know if we've noticed. Secret word
good
of the day.
Luck.
The album's called The Great Divide.
Oh.
And it's fabulous. It's like, I had to listen to the first half in the evening and the second half in the morning because it's quite a long album.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's like an hour and 17 minutes, 17 songs. So
17 songs. Well, I will say it's a long time coming.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? He had the one album, then he did it that like almost like a duets kind of deal.
Yeah, he did like the deluxe album.
Right.
Which was good. And then when we went to SOMO, that's what we were seeing. And then that was two years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's finally out. And I would say that like this album will be one that I regard. I would say it might not have been as great as Stick Season, but that could also be because I haven't been listening to it like a crazy person.
Hasn't grown on you quite yet.
Not quite yet, but there's still some songs that.
Is there one we could play as we head to break?
I would say, well, my favorite is American Cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
American Cars. I look forward to it. I've not heard it. I don't know if any of our listeners have, but I know there's a lot of Noah Kahan fans out there.
Definitely.
So we'll listen to it now.
All right. I hope you enjoy. This is American Cars by Noah Kahan on Cove FM.
CP380, didn't know it drove American cars. Ray-Bans in your face, you've been driving all day, but you're home and I'm so grateful you are. Cause you're gonna fix it, you're gonna patch it up. Honey, we're fragile, you've always been so.
Co. Welcome back to CNBC Seen and Heard here on Cove FM. That's the one and only Madonna. I mean, you can't go wrong with her.
Crazy.
She is a legend. And how about her return to Coachella?
Crazy.
Performing with Sabrina Carpenter?
Amazing.
I mean,
like, wow.
She's a legend. 67.
Wow.
And she just is, like, dancing, singing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Doing it up.
Yeah, she's brilliant. She looks great, too.
Well, yes. She's, in fairness, she's had some work done.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
she's amazing.
And also, what it did point out to me was how diminutive she is.
Yeah, she's very little.
I mean, because Sabrina Carpenter is notoriously tiny.
Yeah, she sure is.
And then Madonna beside her, equal in height. Why did I always think Madonna was taller?
I'm not sure.
Pretty amazing.
The heels, probably.
Maybe. But anyway, okay. So now this brings up a really big point.
Okay.
Coachella, obviously huge.
Yeah.
Obviously out in California. Here on the East Coast, we have a lot of summer concerts, right?
Yes. I think I know where this is going.
Well, as I understand it, last evening, there was either a text or an email.
An email.
Okay. And now you've been booked for your services again this year.
I have been asked if I would like to return to the shuttle crew, which is super exciting. So that of Stanfest.
Stanfest.
So that's
30 years. This is 30 years.
The best ever. So exciting. Literally like highlight of my summer.
Right. Now the shuttle crew is you're basically commanding a golf cart for
the weekend. That is correct. Yeah. And that's $2 a ride, and we accept tips if you're feeling generous. And
does the driver get the money? No, it goes to the kitty.
It goes
Stanfest kitty.
Correct. But we get tips. We get to keep our tips.
Wow. That's exciting. You're booked well in advance.
Can't wait.
That's exciting. Okay. Now, I'm very fortunate to have loyal listeners, and you have your own fan base down here. They look forward to you being on the broadcast, as do I. So if there's anybody who's listening, they are aware of the fact that you went through a season of singing. You were out there yourself. Now, what happens to that?
Well, I mean, that was definitely like an era.
Oh.
Which was really fun. I will still continue to sing, of course, not with the same band.
No. Are all those fellas doing well?
Yeah, they're all doing quite well.
Are they performing for themselves or?
Some of them.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you've drifted away.
Drifted away a little bit, but obviously because seasons of life have changed.
Sure.
So it's not.
But do you miss being up on the stage and performing at the festival
That's
scene?
The only thing that only thing I miss. I love to sing and I love being on stage and I obviously love talking to an audience.
Yes.
So it's definitely, and I like pushing myself to sing other songs. And I mean, while I was at King's, I did a show at the Ward Room, our campus bar, with one of my best friends, Blaze.
Fun.
In a band, a little two-piece folk duo called...
did you play your guitar?
I did not.
Oh.
I sang, and it was called Beatty Clay, which is Blaze and Katie Ray combined, Beatty Clay.
Wow.
Which is pretty...
Did it stick?
Yes.
Yes. But you're not going to do any more performances? Is that just
maybe next year? Who knows?
Really?
But we marketed it as one night and one night only, Beatty Clay. So we'll see. But
Beatty Clay.
But it's quite fun.
Well.
It has a bit of a ring to it. It's going to get stuck in your head. But
what was the quote that you said last time?
Pathos Mathios?
Yeah. I like that.
For a band? That sounds like a punk emo band.
Wisdom comes through suffering. Pathos Mathios.
And they all wear Greek armor and...
Okay, back to you singing. So, but you may... But what, let's say hypothetically, there is somebody out there.
If somebody's out there and you want to contact me and you can supply me a band, I'll sing for you.
Oh, come on.
I cannot play any instrument well enough to perform it. So,
well,
but
you have a beautiful guitar.
I do. It's a mini Martin parlor guitar. I'm very, very fortunate. I just need to get more confident with it. That's
okay.
All,
well, and you've had very little spare time.
Yeah, I didn't even bring it for the second semester because I just knew I wouldn't play it.
And you've got a busy summer ahead.
Yep, but there's always time for music in your life, so
indeed.
If you make time.
Indeed. And I'm hoping throughout the summer you'll jump on and do a summer soundtrack with me.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I have a lot of... I'm here.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't sound like it based on all the work you're going to try to squeeze
I'll
in.
Be here enough.
And you've got enough of a social life.
Definitely.
Now, are there any, downtime things that you're wanting to do? Like, will you... Like, is there any... Anything? No, you're just going to work. That's it.
Well, probably mostly work. Okay. I think the downtime would be I'd like to do a couple hikes this summer.
Yeah.
I'd like to do...
On purpose? Or?
Yeah, I'd like to do a lot more swimming in the ocean than I did last year because I feel like...
Do you know what? I never got in once.
I know, and I only
Isn't
got
that bananas?
Yeah, it's crazy. And
we live right here.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I think I need to do more of that. Maybe some yoga.
Yoga?
I'd love to start
I've been
yoga.
Doing that out here on the deck in the morning.
That's what I want.
And the deer. They don't
deer?
Know what to think
no,
of me.
No, I don't know.
They actually have befriended me to the point that they'll stop and stare.
Wow, that's...
I don't know if that speaks to their interest or speaks to my form, but nonetheless.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. I'm deep in the woods. I want to say this. We have just enough time. It's been a while, and I'm always interested to hear how your answers have changed over the years.
To what?
In our insights in 10.
Now, my fave.
You've done this before.
A couple of times.
A couple of times. But this is your first time as a university student.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Again, you hesitated there.
As long as I have a little sweet something on the
side. Is this a good time for me to mention? I know we talked about popcorn already, but my new popcorn, white chocolate popcorn with orange.
Orange zest and craisins.
And craisins, too.
So good.
I might have to put that in the show notes
you
as well.
You just might have
This
to.
Is shocking. Okay, too many recipes. Okay, back to it. Insights in 10. Morning or night?
Night, definitely.
Really?
Definitely a night person.
What time did your classes start?
At 9:30.
You're going to have to get up earlier now that you're going to be working at the yacht club though, right? Or no?
Well, no. The yacht club doesn't start. I mean, the only day I'll have to get up early is race week, which starts at like 7:30 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's good. Okay. So night. Okay. Tea or coffee? I feel crazy even
coffee.
Asking you the question.
Yeah.
Right?
Coffee, but I drank a lot of tea when I was in school.
And one of the exciting things we talk about coffee, we have an espresso for the summer.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlie Roommate. Appreciate
and so
it.
What does this mean though? Like it's one cup of...
Yeah, it's an espresso. Sometimes it pulls one shot. Sometimes it pulls an entire cup of coffee. It's great.
All right. You're going to have to school me in that. Okay.
Definitely.
We're moving on now. Noah Kahan or Noah Wiley?
Definitely Noah Kahan.
Why? You don't like Noah Wiley?
I don't have any feelings about Noah Wiley.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No. I don't even know who that is. I don't even know
anyone. Oh my gosh. Well, Noah Wiley is somebody that's been in my life for forever
because I feel like
he was first on ER.
Okay.
And now he stars on The Pit.
Wow. I don't even know what any of that is.
Oh my gosh.
I definitely think Noah Kahan.
Great shows. Well, Noah Wiley's a real cutie.
Well, there you go.
Oh my gosh. You got a lot of watching to do. Okay. Let's move on. Planes, trains, or automobiles?
Definitely trains.
What are we going to do about your driver's license now that we're talking about this?
We'll figure it out. It's not the problem for the people on the air.
Okay. Plus, we're running
That's my
time.
Answer.
Okay, your favorite sound.
Oh, man.
Now, this is where Alexandra
yes.
McDonald said, when I open a fizzy can.
Yeah, it's so good.
Is that your favorite sound
no.
still? Okay.
Maybe like the sound of like skipping rocks.
On water?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a very calm sound. Or the a waterfall. Something like
something
that.
Water
something
related.
Water related. I think it's summer coming. That's
right.
Making me feel this way.
Plus now you're back to the shoreline,
yeah,
as it were,
I missed
as opposed
it.
To the big city.
I missed it.
All right. Your favorite word, which I feel like your vocabulary must have grown exponentially after FIP. Do you have any new favorites?
My favorite word.
We're back to goat.
Goat and goated are so good.
And chopped.
Chopped is good.
Which, by the way, is not good. If
no,
anyone
it's
gets,
bad.
It's called chopped.
This is weird. This isn't a FIP word, but I think one of my favorite words that is always in my head when I think of my favorite word is lugubrious.
Lugubrious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like the way it sounds, and it was one of my AP vocab words.
So you could spell it. What does it mean for anyone
it's
wondering?
It's lugubrious.
Okay.
Lugubrious. And it means exaggerated or mournful, dismal tone.
So we have Bob Hazelton to thank
yeah.
for this being in your lexicon.
Thanks, Bob Haz. Thank you so much.
Are you going to swing by the school and see anybody, do you think?
We'll see. I mean, I have some time.
No, we're going because we're going to bingo, right?
Yes, we're going to bingo.
What's
on
the date?
May 21st.
Yes.
Can't wait.
I'm going to win.
No, I'm going to win.
I'm going to win. Oh my gosh. Wait. Okay, let's shout out Bert.
Shout out Bert Power.
Yes, bye. Okay, here we go.
That was your favorite word. Now we're talking about your favorite song ever.
Well, I don't think I'll ever have a favorite song ever. I think that it's a little bit crazy to
You've got to say one, because you know the game, and we're going to run out of time.
I have to say two.
Two?
No, maybe three.
No, you get one.
No, I have to say at least two. I'm going to say two. I'm your daughter. You have to love me.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely right now, favorite song is If I Believe You by the 1975.
Okay.
Which is an incredible song.
Okay.
So good.
All right. Quickly.
And then my other one would be Songbird by Fleetwood Mac, but I guess by
Christy McVie.
Wow. Great song.
All right. Favorite movie?
Probably Almost Famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stays pretty true.
I was going to say, I don't think you've changed that one ever.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Now, I feel like this has changed. I know our first go at this question, when they make the movie, the sidekick story of Katie Ray, biopic, as it were, who will star? Your first answer, who will star as Katie
Ray? Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
This is the only woman I could
think
of.
Has that changed?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be crazy, but I know she can do an American accent. But she doesn't look like me. Does that matter?
Nope.
Definitely Saoirse Ronan. Just because I love her so
much. I love Saoirse Ronan.
Like,
she's such a brilliant actress. And I want to say, Atonement, her first role, is now on Netflix. And if you haven't seen Atonement, everybody out there, what an incredible movie.
I'd love to watch it. Yeah but she's
Saoirse Ronan. Okay.
But also, like, Jessie Buckley.
Oh.
Also,
Hamnet.
She'd be great, too.
She
probably looks more like me than Saoirse does. Well, but anyway.
Both brilliant
One
actresses.
Of the two.
All right. And the pivotal question, who will star as your romantic lead?
Well, if it was a couple months ago, I would have said Timothée Chalamet.
Because you're off him completely?
I'm not off of him. I still think he's incredibly attractive.
Yeah.
Still think he's lovely. But also, I think he's kind of a jerk. So, and I don't really like
mean Marty people. Supreme marketing turned wrong.
Was not good. But I think I would pick Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White?
I love Jeremy Allen White.
What?
And I think he's a great actor, too.
He is a great actor.
Definitely him. And
I feel like he's shorter than you.
I think.
Would that be a problem?
Well, I don't care. I'm not doing the acting, so.
Oh, right. Right, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeremy Allen White, and there you have it.
And there you have it.
What an exceptional time we've had here today.
Yeah, it's been great.
We've played some music. I've learned that you're able to mix drinks on command.
Just in my head, they're all in there. Yeah, it's brilliant.
I think that's like a throwback from a previous life.
Maybe. I think so.
You have been here before.
Yeah, well,
you're a very old soul. And one thing's for sure, you're my very favorite co-host.
Oh, thank you.
Bless your heart for making the time.
Anytime.
Have an extraordinary summer.
Thank you.
Welcome home.
Thank you. It's great to be home.
You can find the podcast version of this show, along with all of our other CNBC Seen and Heard episodes, available to stream and download now on iTunes via Apple Podcasts. And for all the show notes and links to this broadcast
and the recipes,
you can head to my Omni site at stephaniebeaumont.com. There you'll discover our entire catalog of episodes for this show, along with all of our soundtrack episodes too. Thanks to Jason McDonald for our CNBC Seen and Heard theme music. Thanks to The Sidekick for being my guest and co-host.
Yay!
And thanks to you for tuning in today. Sure hope you will again next time here on Cove FM. I'm your host, Stephanie Beaumont.
And I'm The Sidekick.
Aw, come on.
Be well till then.
Thank you.